Late Night Gamers podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Late Night Gamers.
Steve.
Oh, this game sucks so bad, it's so unbalanced, blah, and then I just quit and never play it ever again.
Carl's.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut up a dragon's head.
Tim.
It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode into a bloody mess, as long as you don't take your clothes off.
Late Night Gamers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 22 of Late Night Gamers podcast. With me, Nick Persnowski. God damn it. One of these weeks I'll say my name. With me this week and every week is Tim Madden.
That's not my name.
Steve Morgan.
Oh, good for you.
And Charles Caldwell.
Good for you. What the fuck are you talking about?
And, Steve, what were you just eating? Is yogurt?
Yeah, I was devouring bacteria.
Excellent.
Bacterium.
Hey, yeah. Bacteria is good for your gut.
Yep, I was just destroying that yogurt. Devoured it.
Please tell me that's not your...
Savaging it with his fingers.
Please tell me that's not your dinner.
No, I mean... I'm on a grad student schedule, so that means I woke up at, like, 12. It's kind of like my, like, pre-dinner, second lunch or something.
Excellent.
Second breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, I got up and then went back to bed, and I eat, like, you know, pretty irregularly, so.
Awesome.
Kids got problems.
I'm drinking a meal in a bottle right now. I'm drinking an oatmeal stout, so I don't even know if I'll have to eat dinner after this.
Sounds delicious.
It actually is really good. I'm not big on heavy beer, but this is pretty good.
Envious.
And Tim, what you were talking about some weird, like, thick beer that you drank.
Yeah, I went to there's a bar, actually I think it's like a chain, it's called Hop Leaf in Chicago. And they just have like every kind of beer, like weird ass beer, but it's like really good, and I forget what it was called, but it was like a breakfast stout, and it literally tasted like pancakes and bacon, and I can't explain it, but it was the best like drink I've ever had.
That
but it was like
so
really
delicious.
Really thick, like one drink and I was like, oh my god, I'm full.
Please tell me they also do serve breakfast.
I don't think so, but
it's just nutrients through beer, and now I want some of that.
They should make fortified beer with, like, vitamin D, and even though vitamin D doesn't apparently do anything. Anyway.
Blasphemous.
So getting into some news, actual news this week. Sony Online Entertainment, I think it's Sony Online Entertainment, SOE, yeah. Came out and said that they're offering one subscription for all of their online games, which includes EverQuest, Next, PlanetSide 2, and a couple other games for $14.99 a month. This is currently only on PC, but I think
it's very interesting.
I think it could come to console too.
I think this would be cool if anyone actually wanted to play any SOE games. But... I don't know. I've been burnt out. I think when EverQuest Next comes out, this might be a good deal, but right now it's just like, I don't know.
That's how I feel. Yeah.
I'm hoping they bring it over to the PlayStation, like the PS4 side, so then games, even not SOE titles, could be included in something like this, because that would be sweet, but... If you just had to pay one subscription fee, because it doesn't really make the whole subscription model doesn't really work for console games because it's not what console gamers are used to.
But yeah, I mean, I think it all depends on the game. Like, for, you know, it's kind of a staple of MMOs, but I would never see it in any other type of game. But I guess it, you know, it kind of sucks for like games like. You know, any sort of MMO that goes to console, because it's like you have to pay one first for like Xbox Live or PlayStation Network, then you have to pay again. It's just kind of doesn't really work out too well. So
yeah, they should have it like included, like have a a lower membership and then a, like an upper membership, and then just have it included in that one price. That'd be a lot better. But
yeah, I think the thing is, like, it's like Sony like has a lot of MMOs that are sort of like quasi dying, slash like no one really wants to pay like a full subscription for. So like they have like EverQuest 2, Vanguard, Star Wars Galaxies, PlanetSide, like all these games that like are kind of like not that popular now. So it's like it makes a lot of sense that like I'm never gonna pay $9.99 a month to play EverQuest 2, but I may pay like $9.99 a month to play all those games.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I just like bounce between them, or if I get sick with one, go to the other or something. So, I mean, the games are not that good, but I'm just saying, like, if they had like, you know, some games that were not so bad and some ones that are like newer, like it would make a lot of sense and it would probably work out as opposed to paying like for just one game and then rage quitting and never having anything else to play for the rest of the month. So
I think it's a good idea, and I think, I mean, in all honesty, SOE is where MMOs go to die. Pretty much, it's like a game graveyard. So I don't. I think if it was a part of a bigger trend where if there were other companies that had multiple games, like I know, I'm pretty sure NCSoft has like Ion and Lineage 2, and they have a couple different games that they run. You know, if they did the same thing, I think that would be awesome. You know, to be able to have one subscription with like multiple games that you could play, I think it would be a lot less likely that people would get burnt out on games. And and you know, most people when they're playing an MMO, they're on one game. Like, I don't know that many people who juggle multiple subscriptions at the same time, because usually it's, you know, that's just not like economically feasible. And
but it's physically not even possible.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're sinking like 40 hours of game time into one MMO. You can't really do a whole lot else in another one.
Yeah. So, I mean,
after a week.
For them, it's like a win-win, you know, because they're going to go spend $40 to buy the game and keep playing all their games, you know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it works out and if it ever comes to console. But in other news, game announcement. I think a pretty cool game announcement. Middle-Earth: Shadow of Mordor was announced, and they came out with like a 6-minute video and walked you through like all kinds of stuff. Like, you have a wraith with you, and decisions you make actually influence the story, and you can influence characters in the game and make them assassinate people or try to. It just seems like a really cool, not focused on one of the main characters in like Middle-Earth lore. But I know, Tim, you had an issue.
Yeah. Okay.
Potentially.
So gameplay wise, I think this game seems awesome. It seems like it has every element to be like a really fun game. It seems really like deep, and some of the new stuff they're doing is really cool. Like the fact that, you know, like if you kill a guy, it's kind of like not an open world, but like decisions you make will affect the overall game. I think all that stuff is really cool, but lore-wise, dude, this makes zero sense. Like the guy is like half man, half wraith or something.
Mm-hmm.
He can like go into the shadow realm, is what I guess what they're calling it, which is basically the realm that you exist in. The Wraith Realm, you know, when Frodo or Bilbo put on the ring, that's where they go. But, you know, I'm a pretty big Lord of the Rings fan. I read the Silmarillion, I read, like, a lot of the other books, and, like, none of this fits any lore. Like, I think if Tolkien saw this, he'd probably have a heart attack.
Like, a wraith turns on Sauron to possess this man, who is then going to be in cahoots with this wraith to go and kill all of the people who killed his companions. Though, you know, obviously the game hasn't come out, so there could be some twist, and I'm obviously suspecting some ridiculous like twist at the end where the wraith is really gonna, you just die because they kill you.
Yeah, we might be dumbing down the whole story right now, but I did notice in you guys all watched the video, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It looks like there's gonna be some sort of like XP system involved, because I noticed on the left hand side of the screen when they're playing through, there's like you get extra points for certain attacks and how you're attacking them, and I'm not really sure how that. I mean,
there's clearly like an ability system which they didn't show too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Whether or not that's like customizable or not, but like there was abilities that like person playing the game was doing which they weren't really like explaining.
Talking about
right,
smashing the ground, like shooting out these like waves.
Yeah.
So I mean, the game looked cool, but I don't know, the whole decision things and stuff. I feel like maybe it's just me, but sometimes I think they make the game not like it kind of like counteracts that cookie cutter feel because you can see like I think your expectations are so high. You're like, oh, this is gonna be unique for me, but then you start to realize that there's like only X amount of decisions, and you're just like going up a branch of a tree, so to speak. And sometimes just playing the game in like one story, you feel unique in itself because it's just you playing it. So I don't know. Like I'm excited. I think if it can do what it says it can do, I'm gonna be pumped. But I get the feeling that like, oh, you get to kill this. Like it's like, oh, you know who you fight or like what you fight is different every time. But like, oh, you fight a goblin with like a green goblin or a red goblin with like a different voice actor.
A fat goblin.
Yeah.
A small goblin.
Like,
is the story really gonna change? Like, when did they attack your team? Did they attack you at this particular point? Did they ambush you because of the storyline changed because you killed this other goblin? Or did they just come and attack you regardless of the storyline at the same point in time, single time?
I mean, the only way you can really make it like that diverse is to have a lot of content you never get to see in the game, basically.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a trade-off, but I'm still excited. I think it's cool. I just feel like they might have sold that like way too high. To me, I'm like, I don't know.
And the guy's talking about it, he's like, you're never going to see the same enemy more than once. And I'm like, bullshit, I see four of the same enemies right now. It's like every enemy is unique.
One thing that I guess was that people noticed is that it looks, well, the game, I mean, if you've played any of the Assassin's Creed games, especially Assassin's Creed 2,
Even if you haven't,
if you've seen a small clip of Assassin's Creed, then you know that this looks exactly like Assassin's Creed, and they're being accused of, according to IGN, they're being accused of using Assassin's Creed 2 code, which, I mean, it's just the way they climb, the way they like the characters move, even like the whole Wraith thing is kind of like when you're like, you can change that. You can do that ability in Assassin's Creed also, and it kind of picks out enemies. And
well, it was the animator who did the animations, I guess, who noticed it and mentioned it.
Mm. Well, anyways, I mean, the thing that's ridiculous is the best part was like the guys from Shadow of Mordor or whatever. Like, no, it looks more like kind of like Batman Arcane games than it does like Assassin's Creed. And the guy's just like,
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I spent 2 years on Assassin's Creed 2. I'm pretty sure I know what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I think before in our Facebook group, before any of the stories even came out, we were like, a bunch of us were like, doesn't this look like Assassin's Creed? And then it was like, oh yeah. And then I think Brandon posted the story from IGN. So, we talked a little about Shadow of Mordor, which is kind of like a side story of Middle Earth and Lord of the Rings lore. And now we're going to kind of delve into the trend of video games telling origin stories, which I see more and more of, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess they've been doing it, like, video games have been doing it for years, but it's just like, it just seems like a huge explosion of them out recently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you guys think? Like, do you think... Does anybody here even want origin stories?
Well, I feel like when they turn to origin stories, it's like they've run out of ideas for, like, they're like, okay, we gotta go back and try to think of something early on.
Yeah. I mean, you see it, some of the games that came out recently, God of War Ascension, Tomb Raider, which I guess actually was a, I haven't played that yet, but I've heard that it's actually a pretty good origin story.
Yeah, I heard it was good too.
And it tells how Lara Croft was an archaeologist, right? Archaeologist, yeah.
Sure.
And then she gets like she kind of gets involved in something that she doesn't want to be involved in. But so that's cool. I mean, I guess I think it entirely depends on the story that they're actually telling. If it actually helps the overall storyline and for people to understand the character, then I think that's great. But if it's just like, oh yeah, so before Batman, you know, Arkham Asylum, Batman was just Batman and he was fucking shit up, like, before this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I played Tomb Raider. I didn't even know that was an origin story, to be honest. I just thought it was, like, a reboot. So I was just like, okay, cool. And, yeah, I thought that was a pretty good game. I think it depends. Some games do a good job, and others... I mean, most of the time, I would say it's probably not so great, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, it's like...
Some of these on here, I think... one of our followers nailed it on the head with God of War. It was skinny number one, is that God of War Ascension. In the first game, they pretty much tell you what his origin is. It's like he was a warrior. He was he went into service to the God of War. He killed his family, and then that's why he's got that weight, like the ashes all over his body. So why the heck would you need to go back and rehash that when they are in the first game? For the first 10 minutes of his explaining where he came from.
I don't know. I mean, like, I never played God of War Ascension, but what did you do in it? Were you a normal guy having a good time with your family before they're dead? Like,
it's a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
Taking care of the kids.
And his tagline is still, Ares! It's terrible. Kratos is one of the worst characters. But yeah, we saw in the movies, we saw X-Men Origins. I guess that works out. I don't know. Did they make a game, X-Men Origins? I think they did.
I don't know.
No.
I would assume so. They're gonna cash in on that.
I
think that, you know, I think, but there's kind of a similarity between, like, origin stories and reboots, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think it origins comes back to, like.
Yeah.
It comes back to you know, wanting to cash in on it again, and that's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, even if a game had, like, the original game had an origin story that lasted 5 minutes that told the backstory of the character before you started playing it, and then they kind of just take that 5 minute backstory that they had in the original game and turn it into an entire game in itself. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, and that's kind of what that's kind of what God of War Ascension was. It was just they took the general concept and they just expanded on it, putting in so much more detail than was in the game otherwise. And I guess there's some merit to that. It's just kind of like, did anyone ask for this?
Right.
You already told us.
Yeah.
But I guess there are super fans out there who'd be like, I want to know exactly what fights he was in before he killed his family. I guess so.
Yeah. We just want another game where there's naked lady mini games.
Tell me about all the toilets that Mario cleaned before he became a plumber in this mushroom-laden land.
That's what I want to know. I want to know what the hell... Why is he a plumber?
Yeah.
I want to know the backstory for Pac-Man and why he chases ghosts around.
We were talking about that earlier. How did he turn into a yellow head? Why is he so hungry for ghost spirit energy? Ectoplasm.
I think the origin story for some of those games is not necessarily the origin story of the characters. It's how the hell these developers came up with this concept in the first place. Like, what drugs were they on? Like, what were the circumstances? The sleep-deprived, addled brains that were like, and when he eats the cherry, the ghosts turn into blinking white ghosts, and you can eat them.
The sad thing is, I feel like a lot of those retro type games weren't even thought of.
No.
Yeah, I want this. I want this like pixel that like eats this other pixel. How are we gonna do that? And they're like, well, we can't really make a body because we don't have enough pixels, so we'll just make a head.
Yeah. What's the easiest image that we can make? A circle with a triangle taken out of it.
Got it. Okay, next step. What's he going to eat? Cherries and shit? Okay, got it. Put it on there.
But the ghosts are more complicated than that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they had saw teeth on the bottom.
They had, like, well, round head.
They probably just bought, like, a set of stock art, and they're like, all right, make a game around that.
Pac-Man, one of the most iconic games of ever. Stock art.
Honestly, I mean, like, the ghosts kind of look like, The bullet missile things from Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
They were flying across screen, but like turned sideways. But the thing I hate about origin story games is that every single game seems to come out and they're just like X-Men Origins, like
Rayman Origins,
Batman Arkham Origins. It's like, get a fucking other word for origins. Don't, like, you can use like the synonym feature in Microsoft Word, and that works.
Origins.
Beginning.
The new beginning for Batman.
Origins, the beginning.
or you could go. or you could go the way of Resident Evil and call it Resident Evil Zero. And it's like,
nailed it.
I mean, seriously, like. Okay, so they came out with Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3, and then they're like, shit, we should do a story before Resident Evil 1. What do we call it? We don't give it a colon and then another name. We just give it a zero, because that's before 1.
And then they start doing 0.1, 0.2, 0.3.
Wait, was zero the one with the train? And
yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was a giant frog. It happened, like, yeah. It was like an underground facility of some sort.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that was on GameCube. That was
a
while back. But
good old days.
Yeah, when Resident Evil games were actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you were gonna play a game and you had a choice between a new game that was giving an origin story or a game that was actually progressing the story, which would you choose?
Well, I think it depends on, like, the, like, I think, for example, one that I think is a good example, like, if you look at, like, the Halo 1 through 3, like, I feel like they were good, and then by, like, 3, they kind of, like, sealed up the story. It was, like, no, I mean, I guess they had, like, novels and stuff that kind of expanded on it, but I would have rather seen them do, like, an origin story than go to Halo 4, because it was, like, Halo 4 just felt, like, totally forced, you know, didn't feel like the same game at all. Whereas I feel like if they had done like an origin story, maybe that would have been a little bit better. I don't know.
Well, what was like ODST and Reach? What were those in the series?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Reach was kind of like, Reach was a prequel. Reach happened before, and ODST happened. ODST, you didn't play as Master Chief. You played as like some random dude.
But that was an alternative storyline in Halo 1, wasn't it? It was like the same time, just.
I think Halo 2. It was one of Halo 2, or I think it was Halo 2. Yeah, because it was on Earth.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna bring this up because our friends over at Frozen Gamers Podcast, they had this conversation, this argument about it, this is just kind of similar to what we're talking about. The definition of a sequel, and I mean, we're talking about origin stories, so they're kind of prequels. But you call it a prequel, but can you still call it a sequel?
No.
To a game?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I guess
it's
like
a prequel.
You know, I mean, if it's the first, if it's the first one to come after it, I guess you could call it a sequel until there's another one that comes out. Like, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's only a true sequel if it has like the number 2 in it or some like derivative of that, you know?
Right.
No, for me, it's only a sequel if it is actually like it picks up in the storyline at the end of the last game doesn't necessarily have to be in close proximity. It can be like years later, but it has to be in the future of that first game.
But so sometimes, like, sometimes prequels actually like improve in like mechanics in the games, and they're much better. And so then they kind of are a sequel in that sense that like you're like, yeah, the original was like really crappy and had like all these flaws, but then the prequel like has all these new abilities and features and like whatever. So it's kind of almost like,
well, it's a game. It's a game in the same universe, but it's not a sequel.
It's like a spiritual, technical. I mean, not technically a sequel, but a spiritual sequel in terms of like improving gameplay.
So does if you go from like let's say the first game to the second game, and it's not the same characters, but they're still calling it whatever number two, is that still considered a sequel?
Yeah. So like Grand Theft Auto 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
4 or 5.
Yep.
I would say, yeah. I mean, granted, we have no, I don't really know if we know the chronology of those games, to be honest. I don't think they're in the same, I mean, there's obviously the same universe, but do they interact with each other characters?
Technically, they're, like, not necessarily sequels, right? Because GTA 3 was, like, supposed to be set, like, in the 90s?
Yeah.
And then, like, GTA, like, San Andreas was obviously, like, kind of before that, I think. So, like, they're not necessarily...
Well, San Andreas and Vice City, they weren't even given a number, were they?
Vice City was definitely earlier, right?
Yeah, it was like 80s.
Yeah, but they weren't given, 80s. Like, they weren't given numbers. It wasn't like Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, what am I saying Sim City for? Grand Theft Auto, Grand Theft Auto, like, 3, Vice City, it wasn't that. It was,
yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
It was like it was the expansion pack for Grand Theft Auto, essentially.
Full game Vice City and San Andreas are basically just expansion packs.
Standalones, third.
Basically. I mean, like, what about like Assassin's Creed? I mean, there is sort of an that
there's the overarching storyline that makes those different sequels, because when you're playing as the main character sitting in what the heck is it called? I'm spacing it. What the heck? Basically the. The dream chair.
But the Animus.
The Animus. You're playing through all of these universes. Obviously, the dates are changing. You're getting closer and closer to the future or the past, depending on when you're playing. But it's always moving forward chronologically as far as that main character is concerned.
Okay. We have not come to a conclusion here.
No, not at all.
I think it depends on the series. It really doesn't. Having a sequel doesn't. I mean, it kind of depends on how the game developers approach the separate game. So if it's a game that's in the same universe and it's forward in time, it's a sequel. If it's a game that has an alternative title in a separate universe, then it's a sequel. But if it's a game that's obviously just kind of a description of something that came before, then it's a prequel.
Yeah, well, how about, like Final Fantasy? Because every game is, like, totally different.
Well, that's the same discussion of, like, the Grand Theft Auto games. I mean, it's kind of a similar universe. There's some similar plot lines, and the same could be said of, like, Zelda. But I wouldn't... Yeah, those Zelda games, I wouldn't necessarily say that any of them are sequels to each other, because they're... None of them follow any sort of... So maybe there just aren't sequels in those kind of genres, or those kind of game structures.
I think I like to find sequel just basically like on if the game improves and there's like a difference in... So I don't really like tend to care so much about the chronology. Like, if the game is better... Like, I'll give you an example. If there's a game that's good and then it gets really shitty and it sucks, it's not considered a sequel to that. But it's like, as long as the game is like as good and something, and in some aspects is better, like even if the game sucks compared to the first, but like there's some new, they added some new features or they improved like level caps or I don't know, just like whatever you want to say, I'll consider that a sequel to me, because it's like they improved upon it and it's not like, they're not like regressing, so it's like it's a sequel, even though it may be like going back in time.
Yeah, basically. I don't think you can have like the movie sequel mentality when you talk about games.
I'm plot driven.
speaking of movie sequel stuff, I want to throw this conundrum out there, because there's a movie called The Return of the Living Dead, which is the very first one in that series. But then there's the sequel, which is The Return of the Living Dead Part 2. How can you have the return of something when nothing was there in the first place? Boom. Mind blown.
It's a paradox.
Origins.
Great Scott!
The new beginning.
So anyways, why don't we get into some listener comments and questions? And I posed the question on Twitter this week. What are your thoughts on the recent trend of origin stories in video games? And we got quite a few responses. And Super Lobster 06 said,
"Super Lobster,
Super Lobster.
That's the best kind of lobster.
Get to the lobster." To me, if it's a well-told story, I find it enjoyable. If it's obviously cashing in on trend, no thanks. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that, like, I think it's, the only thing is you define, like, whether it's cashing in on a trend by how bad it is. It's kind of like, they're kind of proportional. Like, they're not mutually exclusive. It's like, yeah, this thing sucks. They're just cashing in.
Well, I think you can determine that somewhat with, like, if they're just like, oh, yeah, we're going to make a quick buck. Let's just bust out a game as opposed to, like, oh, yeah, this is a game that really needs to be made. There's definitely a market out there for it, and we're going to do it right. So those are the kind of games where they're not necessarily just running in to do a cash grab. They're trying to put together a game where it's actually good. But cash grabs generally are, like, let's get, like, four developers together, work for a week and a half, and then put out a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like most of the Origin games that are out now are just cash grabs, because it's, like, I don't know. They just seem to all be coming out at the exact same time. Like, there's no, reason or rhyme behind it. It's just like, oh, people like Origin games. Let's make a shitload.
Mm-hmm. At Miaro... Meowro. Is that like a, is that supposed to be like some like mentally challenged cat? Meowro.
Cat says tomorrow.
Meowro. I missed out on a ton of games while stuck in the WoW vortex. Having a way to start over is pretty great. And he says hashtag DMC Devil May Cry and hashtag Tomb Raider. Well, yeah. If you get stuck on one game and you're like out of the loop for a long time, I guess it's pretty cool, because then like stuff gets remade in HD and
yeah.
You come out and you're like, what? Super Mario isn't the main game anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I would actually play Tomb Raider. I remember playing like the original one on PlayStation. It was back then. It was a lot of fun. So you know, And I've heard a lot of good things about the new one, so...
Yeah, the Definitive Edition just came out on PS4 and Xbox and Xbox One. I might get that at some point, but I'll probably wait until it goes down a little bit. I don't want to pay $60 for a game that came out last year. I know it's an HD game, but...
Well, I was looking at some of the upgrades they did for the Definitive version. It's like really... They like really upgraded the graphics. Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, if you look at comparisons, it's like really they added like a subsurface scattering and all this crazy stuff, but it looks really
that's
really
crazy.
Good.
Dang, super. It was really good. I liked it a lot. All right.
Well, I guess I'll have to play it.
Although I played it on PC, and I think like it was clearly a port, and I like dominated it. So because like headshots, I think headshots were like one hit kills, and I would just like go in and like. I just domed like six or seven guys in a row, and it was like I'm pretty sure I beat the game. Like I looked online, like required time to beat, and like pretty sure I beat the game like 30 to 40% faster than I was supposed to. Because like I think epic battles are supposed to take me like 30 or 40 minutes, were taking me like 3 to 4 minutes. But I mean, it still was really. I mean, I had a blast. I thought that was awesome. Yeah. I didn't no problem just crushing everybody. But I think it's probably a lot different.
Yeah.
But it was good. I liked it a lot. Yeah. It's not like any of the other Tomb Raiders. I mean, they tried to like add that aspect in, but it was much more like action based and story based and stuff. So.
Yeah, it's Square Enix, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Corey Jackson, Twitter handle @fiction315, asked, "Is there a franchise that has been rebooted that you shook your heads at and flat out did not care for?"
Where do we start?
Duke Nukem, Forever.
Yeah,
that one. The one that was in the works for 10 years and then turned out to be total garbage. Yeah, I didn't care for that.
Yeah.
What else? You guys got anything else?
I feel like there's like games that I really wanted to be good because nostalgically I loved them as a kid, but they just have never lived up to what they used to be. Like, I feel like a lot of the Sonic games were some of my favorite games, but the new ones now are just, like, Sonic doesn't lend himself well to a third dimension.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Especially when you're moving at such speed, it's really difficult to have any sort of control in a 3D
world. Right.
And I mean, I don't know if they've really rebooted that, but just the newer games have never lived up to the old ones.
No, I didn't like any of the 3D games. Even after, like, didn't it come out for like Dreamcast or something? One of the first 3D Sonic games.
Yeah, I think so.
Or with Sega CD. I don't know, one of those.
Yeah, I remember on like Sonic and Knuckles, or one of them, you would like it was kind of 3D where you'd like go on this big giant ball and get rings and.
Oh yeah,
might have been the second. I forget what it was, but. And even that was like, why are you doing this? My usual stuff.
Yeah, I hate the new... We've been talking about Pac-Man, but the new Pac-Man games where he has legs and he's walking around and has nothing to do with ghosts, and he just picks up... You just pick up dots and, like, there's houses and shit, and it's like, what? What does this have to do with anything? You can't give a backstory to Pac-Man. Yeah. I think that the first one like that was on GameCube, and I got it because it was like $5 at GameStop, and regretted the decision ever since. So that brings us to probably the most definitive listener question this week. He said this is from That Choffy. And he says, I think we've recently had a good run of origin stories, but in the past it just felt forced and for profit only. And then he asks, what's the Late Night Gamer podcast origin story, and how did you find each other?
Well, it was a tough life in that sewer when we were little, but then that ooze came, and
that's true. We just
decided to eat it. And
then Master Splinter fucking...
I didn't just eat it. I pressed it into my eyes.
And Master Splinter trained us, and we had some trouble with the Shredder, but then he drowned in that lake, so it was fine.
Yeah.
That happened. No ice was in there somewhere.
What was it? Ninja.
Go ninja, go.
And then we went back in time and we fought the shoguns and the samurai.
Yeah, that's right. And then Raphael cried. Holy shit. No, but for real, we all went to the same high school, and I think, well, Steve and Charles both grew up in the town that we went to high school in, and so they've kind of known each other. They were in the same grade and knew each other from very early childhood, I think. Not necessarily friends the whole time, but...
And Nick was raised on the streets of Detroit.
That is true.
He's doing drive-by shootings, stealing money from kids.
Stealing NES games.
Scrapping together a life.
I got your Nintendo, bitch! and then I moved to... our hometown, Bristol, New Hampshire.
Hit it big, and he needed to find a quiet place to get away.
When I was in third grade, and then Tim moved in and from Massachusetts in seventh grade. And we kind of became friends throughout high school. Charles and I have known each other since we were born because our parents were friends. Steve and I were on the track team. Steve and I and Charles.
We're on track together, yeah.
Charles was on the track team for a bit. And
cross country.
Yep.
we used to call our, instead of, like, when we used to go to meets, we would score, like, you know, I don't know, 80 points or something, and, like, 70 points would be Nick. So instead of calling ourselves Newfound, we used to call ourselves Nickfound.
Yeah, that did happen. That was
he used to terrible. Get in trouble for competing in too many events in the same meet.
Yeah, I would compete in, like, 6 or 7 events, and coaches would be like, he can't do that!
So you'd, like, wow. Win all of them.
And then, Tim and I have been real close until, since 7th grade, since you moved. And, then after high school, Steve and Tim went to school together at UNH for a while, right?
Yeah.
And then Charles and I went to St. Lawrence, and,
yeah. The cold weather recently, it's been like -35 up there, Jesus.
Yeah, god damn it. But yeah, and then we after college, we all started going to PAX East, and that's when we kind of started, like, we started getting in better contact with each other. I started a Facebook group for a bunch of us gamers, and it kind of turned, it's actually called Late Night Gamer Core, and it turned into something, you know, we have like 40, 50 people in it right now, and it's just like close friends and extended friends and stuff, and then...
We bounce new games off each other to make sure that, and let everyone know what's coming out and what's happening. And it's a good way to keep...
Yeah, invent about terrible things.
Yeah, it's a good way to keep updated.
And, and then...
Out of that, this podcast was born! A baby covered in goo.
Rise from your graves!
Black eyes as black as the night. It had fangs that pierced anything. And that is Late Night Gamer Podcast.
So then we, I went around and asked, I think I asked Tim first, and then it's Steve and Charles, and I was just like, hey guys, you know, hey, would you want to do a podcast? I've wanted to do a podcast for a while. Tim was like, yeah, definitely. And then, I don't remember who was next. I think Charles was next, and then Steve got in on it, and it turned into this.
Yep.
22 episodes later.
Because work lives just wasn't cutting it anymore.
That's true. That is true. that's our origin story. It's not as super exciting as you probably would have thought.
It was a cash grab.
Yeah.
Yep. We're just in it for the money. We don't do it for anything else.
was that a prequel or a sequel, Charles?
Neither. Until there's a spin-off, and then it's a sequel.
Yeah. We're going to have to do...
No, we have to do a podcast episode where we all pretend to be in the past. So we should have done this one.
Like, how far in the past? Like, 1800s?
Which phase of the evolution?
Everyone has to have, like, an English accent.
Tut-tut. We get some of those, like, voice changers and act like we're little kids and talk about games.
Yeah, that
would be awesome.
NES.
Oh, we should do that. That needs to happen.
Future podcast.
Okay, if we're still on at episode 100, that's what we're doing. Hold us to it.
So that's a past podcast, like and the future podcast is just a demon podcast where we all make our voices really low and sound like...
It'd be like the worst podcast. Like, no one would want to listen to that. After like 10 minutes, you'd be like, oh my god, it's so fucking annoying. Just stop.
I'd want my voice to be Bluto from Labyrinth.
Bluto!
We'll do it all as Pokemon. We'll just be like...
Squirtle.
Yeah. That'd be terrible.
I'll mute my voice to be the chipmunk AC/DC.
What?
when you pitch AC/DC up really high, it sounds like a chipmunk and it's awesome.
It already sounds like a chipmunk. That's why AC/DC like had one of their like had to get like a new lead singer and he just sounded exactly the same. He's like. In the light! Everyone's like, oh, it sounds the same. No one can really tell.
Alright, so this brings us right into our top five this week, which is the top five worst origin stories to make into video games. And we only have three lists right now. Oh, four. but by the time we get to the end of the top five, we'll have five full ones. But if when we say this, every name that we give is going to be colon origins, because that is how every origin game is subtitled. So, song?
Song.
So the first one we kind of mentioned earlier was a terrible origin story would be Mario. And I know Steve said that it would be good origin story, but I just don't see it. Tim,
no, I think it's terrible. I'm just saying I want to know. I don't want to be good. Big difference.
I feel like it's gonna be like some dude on like a wicked bender, drinking. He hits mushrooms and all.
Mario,
like,
I'm leaving you. You need to stop taking mushrooms and going into the toilet and putting your arm down it.
Well, fuck you. I'm going to find another princess in another castle.
And then you just
everyone's trying to dump their shit down the pipes, and there's like they keep getting clogged because there's all these plants in it and shit, and so he's got to unstuff them.
Well, he just does mushrooms, and then he bashes down everyone in his apartment building's door and puts his hand in the toilet.
Yeah, no, he's actually on bath salts, and he turns into like this murder rampage zombie dude.
It's like
he just
like
jumping up and down on people and their heads.
It's like that video of, have you seen that, like, Mario Violent video?
No.
On YouTube? Oh, God, it's so good. It's just, like, Mario, just, like, he, like, chops off Bowser's head, and then he, like, with the axe at the end of the level, and then he goes to, like, the Toad, and the Toad's like, oh, the princess isn't here, and he's, like, chops his head off, eats the mushroom, gets big, jumps away, like, so it's, like, chopping up all the, like, ripping the wings off the turtles and flying and killing everything and all, and it's so good. At the end, Bowser's just, like, get in the car, and Princess is like, why? He's like, get the fucking car! Like, Mario just comes, like, shooting, throwing axes and shit, like, so good. So good. Yeah, that's great. I'll have to post it on this podcast so people can watch it. It's great.
Number two.
This is the worst, man. Number two, Tetris.
Tetris Origins.
I don't even know what to say. Tetris Origins. They're like, man, we really need to stick all these blocks in this little thing, and, you know, you gotta get it down perfect, and then some guy's like, but we could just, like, organize them all by shape. No, just throw them all at us, one at a time, it doesn't matter.
There's, like, some overlord that's just like, don't let it hit the top. If you let it hit the top, you get some whoopings.
There's not even a, just, yeah.
No,
the blocks.
Go ahead.
Everything falls at, like, a quarter of the pace. It's like there's like little horses dragging the blocks down.
Yeah, gravity somehow increases the further along you go. Like the gravity, like is you start at like moon gravity and it's coming down slowly, and then it's like Earth gravity and you're like, oh shit, it's actually falling really fast. But I feel like it's like there'd be townspeople on the ground, and they're just like, oh my god, why are there blocks falling from the sky? We have to build this thing.
Wasn't there, like a, I don't know what it's called, but, like, a Russian, like, castle thing on the box? Like, what does that have to do with, like, is that, like, some story behind that?
I don't know. They play Russian music.
I feel like there must be some story.
That sounded pretty accurate.
There's actually, in the background, you don't see them, but there's guys doing, like, the Russian dance, like, kicking the legs forward.
Dance, Papa, dance!
So, yeah, do we... number three.
This, man, this is... NASCAR. I guess any racing game, but specifically NASCAR.
NASCAR Origins.
Who cares? NASCAR Origins.
NASCAR Origins. You know what, man? I'm not saying this wouldn't be bad. You'd be starting off in like a soap box or something. Maybe you work your way up like through, you know, some dirt cars or something.
And then you're constantly working on your forearm muscles because apparently those are really important when you're driving.
And then you go through like a stint of like being an alcoholic. And your trailer park wife leaves you. Terrible, man.
And then your dad crashes and dies, because that's what happens.
You get into an accident, you're in a coma for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bonus levels, you have to drive around RV and go camping and fry stuff.
That's basically it.
This kind of reminds me of, like, a really great, like, origins... Well, like, a really great, like... idea I had for, like, GTA is that GTA should start off in, like, a shitty, like, town, and you should, like, work your way up. Like, you're just, like, in a small town, and you're, like, in the back sticks, and you just steal shit and, like, moonshine and, like, all this stuff. And then you, like, work your way up to, like, the town, and then, like, the city, and then you're, like, the big city and stuff. That'd be such a cool, like, concept for a game.
Yeah, that's pretty much the concept of those games anyway. You're always starting off in, like, a shitty area, so you should just start off in that area first.
Well, if they had, like, a Prohibition era GTA, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
The Gilded Age.
They should do GTAs like Assassin's Creed, where they just go around to different, like, time periods and just complete stealing ships and, like, pirates and shit. And,
like, you're on, like, a horse running people down.
Give me your jalopy!
I guess that's kind of like Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, that's true. That did happen. Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming out.
That did actually happen. So, not that clever at all.
Number 4, fuck you. Spore.
This is the worst.
Spore Origins. Or Sporeogens. Spore Origins.
So we're going to get any more origin-y than it already was.
You'd be controlling atoms as they, like, cut each other.
You'd have to do the meteor from the... However, Earth life formed initially, you need to, like, have that bacteria come over and control that.
Start with the Big Bang.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just a Big Bang, like a black hole that explodes on itself, implodes.
And you're, like, dodging, like, you're just dodging, like giant stars and stuff to try to, like, make your way out of the Big Bang. Could work,
then you'd
have
to rotate the Earth the right way so that it could form properly. And if you wanted any moons, you'd have to make sure that you did that early.
Sounds like a plausible game, man.
Sounds excruciating.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Sadly enough, it sounds like it might be better than the second half of Spore.
True.
Could just end at the Amoeboid stage, and that's the final level, and you're like, got it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. We win. We won. We ate them all.
Got it. Done.
Giant cell.
I am a giant cell.
I ate a mitochondria, now I'm a...
And then I grow legs, and then I never evolve again.
You win.
I control the universe. I have a magic wand, and if I go to a planet and I shoot it at it, it terraforms the planet. Ba-boom! That's Spore.
Number 5. Sonic.
Sonic Origins.
I mean, honestly...
I'm actually kind of interested.
I was just thinking about it. I was like, wait, he's like a really fast-running hedgehog. Hedgehogs are not fast animals. Why is he exactly. So speedy? He wears shoes, too. Since when do hedgehogs wear shoes?
Lots and lots of crack.
How did Tails get two tails?
Yeah.
That's right.
And why does Dr. Robotnik have a giant red mustache?
Maybe Dr. Robotnik is actually, like, the owner of some massive, like, nuclear plant, and these are the freakish animals that were just living around it. Grown extra tails.
There's like one listener right now who's like a mega fan, and he's just like, you're saying it all wrong. No.
Dr. Robotnik, and then releases all the animals out of that. Like, I want to know Dr. Robotnik's backstory. Like what made him so terrible, and why does he want to? Why does he want to like trap all these like tiny bunnies and stuff in his, all of his machines?
Curse you, hedgehog!
Did you guys ever watch the cartoon?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Well, there were like two. There was like a good, or like a good one, and then there was like a shitty one that. The good one was good, but the shitty one was horrible.
Good is good, shitty is bad.
Yeah.
So apparently there's a Sonic the Comic, and there's actually, yeah, like, there's an origin.
Say what?
Like, episode. And he looks like not blue or something, and I think Dr. Robotnik or something.
All right, I got it.
Experiments, yeah, on him or something.
That makes sense. It all makes sense now.
Something with so he was in an experiment involving the doctor's new power sneakers. Sonic ran so fast that he broke the sound barrier, destroying the machine and making him look the way he does, fusing his quills together and turning them blue. Something with one of the chaos emeralds.
What?
Somebody really thought about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like when you, like, like after game is out a while, someone makes up an origin story.
Yeah, I think this is what
fan
this
fiction. Total fan fiction.
It's probably right.
Because, I mean, I don't even think the Chaos Emeralds were in, like, the first Sonic. They weren't in the game till, like, I don't even know if they were in the second one.
Chaos Emeralds? No, you could get them from the bonus stage, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
Were they in the first Sonic?
I think so. If you had to get like a high enough points or finish fast enough or something, and then that giant ring would appear and you'd jump through it and you'd end up in that thing that would flip upside down. Flippy, flippy, flippy. And then you had to get to the center of and then there were a bunch of blocks, and it was like a breakout session, and you had to like hit all the blocks away. Yeah. And
you need 50 gold rings at the end of the level to make the large gold ring appear. You have 2 seconds to jump in.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that.
That is not what I was doing. This isn't Deliverance.
Squeal, boy! Alright, here, I got a picture of Sonic when he's not blue.
Alright, I'm gonna have to take a look at that after.
It's alright, I'll post it on the SoundCloud so everyone can see.
Okay. So this brings us to the part of the podcast where we talk about...
Oh my god.
He's naked!
This is the most terrifying picture I've ever seen. Like, Dr. Robotnik, like, look at him. I'm like, he looks like Niles from,
from
the family the Wild Thornberries.
Oh! I thought you were talking about Fraser Crane's younger brother.
Him too. It looks like those two fused together.
Oh, that's awful. Why is Dr. Robotnik all skinny?
I know, that's creepy.
It's before diabetes set in.
Yeah. He's basically Wilford Brimley.
I have diabetes.
Diabetes, diabetes.
Anyways,
diabetes.
This brings us to the end of our podcast where we talk about what we've been playing. So, Tim, what have you been playing?
So the final character wipe for Starbound happened, so I've been playing some of that. Ooh. And it's been tough getting back into it because I don't know, it's just like so much shit you have to do when you first start, and it's like such a pain in the ass. And I'm like dreading facing the initial UFO dude, so I have to do all that shit again.
Yeah, I don't know how you can kill him without just encasing him in sand and punching him through a hole.
I know, dude. And they made it harder now, so he can like blow up bricks. I mean, he can blow up stuff. So it's, I don't want to even do it before, because before I just built like a little house, a little hole in the roof, and then just shot the bow at him for like 2 hours until he died. It's like I don't know how to defeat him besides doing that. So.
Yeah, they made it like, yeah, I don't know what the deal was with that, but they made the first boss like the hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like insane.
Yeah.
Is it when you first get to go out of outer space?
No, you start in outer space and you can go anywhere and stuff, but the problem is like, it's like, you don't get, well, I don't know if they've changed it, but you don't really get much.
Yeah.
So like, it's like having copper armor in Terraria and having to fight like skeleton, basically.
Yeah, the only like ranged weapon that you have is the bow. and it's like not strong enough, and you have to kill that boss to get the you get a molten core from him, which is the next thing you need to like start making like better stuff. So it's like you have to come up with a way to kill this dude using some, like shitty stuff, and it's hard.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Steve, what have you been playing?
Dota, 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 Dota. Yeah, I've been playing Dota, and I got my Twitch working, sort of, not really, but I got a new Twitch account working.
And, sweet.
I gotta start broadcasting more, and there's some other games that I've been like meaning to play. I've just honestly been really busy. I know that's not an acceptable excuse for a real gamer.
You should link it to our Twitter account. Mm-hmm. So then,
how do I do? Okay, you'll tell me how to do that.
So it's in your account thing. So if you just put your, if you sign in with Twitter, and then it'll just automatically post, say that, you know, you're playing and whatnot. So,
oh, cool.
And then listeners can actually watch Steve play Dota.
I'm usually quiet and then I just scream. I'm like extremely violent in that game. Actually, I don't rage as much as I do in like first person shooters. It's like more. I think it's worse, honestly. It's better for my like blood pressure level because I'm not really angry. But it's worse because I'm like being logically angry. Like I'm like, you are fucking retarded and you need to stop doing that. Come back to this tower. Get back here. I'm just like yelling at some person, like a random person. I'm like, are you retarded? Are you stupid? Like, you've never played this game? Like, I'm so mean in that game. It's just like...
This is why I don't play Dota.
Anyway. No.
Excellent.
But I've become that guy now who, like, just makes people never want to play again. Because they're like, I played one game and some guy just told me I was a complete idiot.
Excellent.
Anyways. I'll do that.
Charles, what have you been playing?
I have been playing Dota 2 as well, though I am now getting into... I'm trying to get back into some of the games that I need to play, like Grand Theft Auto 4. So I started that one yesterday, and I've been playing a little bit. I forgot how terrible I am at driving cars in those games, because I'm just like, mowing everyone down. But I think that's probably the point.
Excellent. I have... this weekend, I platinumed... Need for Speed Rivals, so that was good. I played with one of our listeners, Shifty25, and we played for a while. He got his platinum. I got my platinum.
I saw that. Congrats! Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, fun game. I would recommend it if you're into racing games. Definitely one of the better ones I've played in years. And then I started. I'm like probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours into Assassin's Creed 4, which it's good. Visuals are great. I mean, that game is amazing looking. And
four is Black Flag, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it better than 3?
Oh yeah, a lot better. I mean, I'm actually interested in what's going on, and like I've actually looked forward to exploring areas, and once I've synchronized areas, I go and I find all of the every single collectible before I go on to play any of the main storyline. So,
and it doesn't feel like it sucks.
No, it doesn't at all.
Because that's how I felt when I'm running through snow and trying to run away and attack bears from trees. It was less like, this is the most horribly boring thing I've ever done in my life.
I did air assassinate an ocelot, if that's any... that was good.
Damn to us ocelots.
But yeah, I'm gonna attempt the platinum, but if it takes me too long, I'm just gonna give up, so... Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So how many platinums do you have now?
24.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. I played with Shifty, and he got his 44th platinum. I was like, God damn it.
Wow. Oh, damn. You better step your game up, bro.
He's like, you're only 20 behind. I'm like, God damn it. It's going to take me like...
Well, wait a minute. Did you get like a Miley Cyrus game or something really bad to just get the platinum for it?
I did not get a Miley Cyrus game. I refused to get the Miley Cyrus game. I have played some terrible
Miley Cyrus game.
It's like a Miley Cyrus singing game. It's terrible, but I've never played it. She doesn't expose herself in the game though.
Oh, fuck. Not worth it.
So yeah, yep. I played a couple like easy Disney games, which I completely forget what they were because I got them in like 2 hours. So but...
they're like access the help menu. got it.
I'm a pro with this. Help.
What's weird is the easiest platinum I've ever gotten was The Walking Dead, the Telltale game, because all you have to do is just finish the game and you get the platinum.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Which, I think they stopped. They're not doing it in the second season, but you have to actually do other things or replay it a second time.
Oh, Jess and I finished watching The Walking Dead.
What season?
Well, up until the end, so we're waiting for the February.
Oh, good! Oh my god, it's so good. Was the end of the season 2? Was that the end of the farm? Yeah, must have been, because it was the season before the prison.
Yeah, I'm talking the end of the prison era.
Oh yeah, I know.
So how many seasons are there? 3?
4.
Well, there are 4 now. They're halfway through the fourth season, right?
Because I think the prison started. God damn.
3.
So bad.
Prison
started in 3 because of.
They left the farm at the end of season 2, went to the prison in season 3. They were there the whole time, and then.
That's right.
The town ended in season 3. Began and ended.
Yep.
That's right.
I'm going to be honest.
It's weird because of those half seasons that, like, fuck
you. Yeah. Honestly, I think the first season was the best season. I feel like it went downhill from there.
I love the first season. Which is weird, because like a lot of people I talk to don't like the first season.
I thought the first half of the first season was good.
Yeah, the whole thing where they went to CDC.
All I know from what I've been watching is that Herschel is a much better moral conscience than Dale ever was. Dale was just a whiny bitch.
Oh, Dale was terrible. I was so glad when they ripped his intestines out. Oh, spoilers, by the way, if you haven't seen.
Insert random person's name, intestines being ripped out. You're probably not spoiling it.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, like the first episode, like the when they showed the guy and his wife, I feel like there was like this really strong like human element to the like drama element to it that would have like drawn a lot of people who weren't necessarily like zombie movie people into it.
Right.
But you know, since then it's just kind of and I understand that it's following the comic and stuff, but it's not as it's not as engaging as it was for people who might not be into zombie stuff.
Right.
All I can say is the last episode of the first season when they're in the CDC was like
the absolute worst. True, yeah. Like Andrea, you can kill yourself in there. You should have killed yourself that season because she was the worst character of the entire show.
Seriously.
That's fine. There was someone posted on Reddit and they're like, I went to go get some Walking Dead figures and all they had left was Andrea. And like a million Andrea figures on the shelf.
Yep.
Something that Jess and I realized when we started watching is if you go back and you watch Shane and you look at his ears, his earlobes are gigantic. They are freaking monstrous. We said that and all of our friends are like, I can't stop staring at his freaking earlobes.
Speaking of similar things, have you seen Captain Phillips?
No.
The movie about the
the guy from Vermont.
Yeah. Well, if you watch it, the movie is great. Like it's a really fantastic movie. Tom Hanks does a great job in the role, but at the very end of the movie, it's like the most emotional scene of the entire movie, and Tom Hanks is shirtless, and he has the largest finger nipples I've ever seen. And I couldn't stop staring at them. I was like, what? I mean, it was like the end of his pinky digit just like sticking out of his chest. It was nuts. I was like, oh my god, I really hope that doesn't happen to just like all old men, because I don't want those nipples.
I wish you never told me that, because now every time I see Tom Hanks, when I'm just thinking about his giant nipples.
I feel like he was in Castaway, and I didn't notice that.
Well, maybe they got maybe they got larger as he got older.
Maybe he had nipple implants.
I don't think that's how those work, but sure.
Maybe he was in Hollywood, and he's really self-conscious about it, because everyone else has really giant nipples.
And Tom Hanks walks around and goes, boom, I'm Tom Hanks.
He's like, I'm fixing this situation. Nipples.
So anyways, this is the end of our podcast.
just like us on a ranting conversation about anything we want for like the last time.
It's fun. thank you guys. Thank you, listeners, for listening. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and thank you, Super Lobster 06, Skinner Number 1, Miaro, Corey Jackson, aka Fiction 315, Mike Fowler 93. Oh, we didn't read this question this week. We have to save that for another week. And that Chaffee. And thank you, Tim. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Charles. I'm Nick. This has been Late Night Gamer Podcast, episode 22, and we are through.
I'm done!
Get out of the house! Late Night Gamers Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Late Night Gamers.
Steve.
Oh, this game sucks so bad, it's so unbalanced, blah, and then I just quit and never play it ever again.
Carlson.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut up a dragon's head.
Tim.
It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode into a bloody mess. As long as you don't take your clothes off.
Late Night Gamers.
I don't know if EA's doing it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But well, I know it's the same people. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought EA had exclusive rights for Lord of the Rings, but it's probably different since that a while back.
God damn it, Charles!
Beep a boop boop!
Weird noise is always popping out.
Yeah. So
that actually came out of Charles, that noise.
Charles is a robot if no one knows this.
Literally, like, he swallowed it.
He just has it stored, like, in his throat, and he just hits, you know, pokes his throat until, like, he hits the right button. He says, hello, and just...